What's good? It's Ozman the Wizard.
And Naima.
This is not
another damn podcast.
Presented by
our damn selves.
So 358.
Wow. Okay. Right, because last week was pow pow. Pew pew pew.
Seven Magnum, baby. That's what I called it. Said 357 Magnum, baby.
Pew pew pew.
Yeah.
Oh, now 358. Wow.
Yeah. Is that the I'm going pace bus again for my locals? It's like, yeah, is that the one that runs down Torrance? I don't know. I know that's one of the pace buses out in the south suburbs. I couldn't tell you which one though. Yeah. I think it's the
I
one.
I think so. Like I'm trying to I'm trying to like backtrack in my mind.
I think it goes towards River Oaks, but I'm not positive.
I think so too. I remember like taking the bus used to like take like 2 hours, 3 hours to like go.
Yeah. And we didn't live, and we live far south over east. Like, yeah, so because we grew up in the 90s and shit. So, and it took 2 hours to get to River Oaks on bus from there. It's like,
you're driving a car, it's like 15 minutes. It's like, wait, what is this? The car is like
20 minutes with traffic and shit.
Right.
It's like 2 hours and shit.
It's all about perception. It is. It's about like what you're like everybody's.
Yeah. I haven't ridden that bus in years. That's why I couldn't remember what it was. But I remember, I think 358 was the one that ran over that way.
I think so. Because I haven't yet. Bus in years.
Especially a fucking pace bus. 20 years, I don't remember less. I couldn't tell you. It's been a long time, like Rockin. Definitely been a long time. So what's good, kid?
Hoping that this weather is like finally trying to break for real, because
got some good weather. You know it's getting good because when you start you can smell the barbecue in the air. I was like, oh
damn. Yeah.
I smelled it. Yesterday, for the first time, I smelled it. Yeah.
And I saw some butterflies like around me, like the butflies were like just fluttering.
A couple of monarch butterflies. Yeah.
Yeah. So whenever I see butterflies, I get happy because I'm like, okay. I'm like, we're getting closer to summer. Like it's spring now. So the kids are itching to want to go outside. Like we had a couple of nice days and then the temperature dropped and I'm like, and it rained, and I'm like, can we go? I'm like, no, you can't go outside. No. But it's like, once the weather breaks, you'll get to go outside more. You just got to be patient. You just got to bear with it. We live in Chicago. I just have to keep saying that to the kids. We live in Chicago. This is what it does. Like, you have to sneak where it's like, oh, it's nice. And then it's like, no, it's not. Oh, it's nice. No, it's not. And then finally, when it gets nice, then it's, you know. But nothing more beautiful than driving. Like I say, you're hitting Lakeshore Drive during a nice day in Chicago and just looking at the people along the lakefront. Like we saw this weekend, we saw people flying a kite. We saw people riding their bikes. We saw people jogging. We even saw some people hanging out at the beach. I'm like, and Ari was like, oh, let's go. I'm like, it's not beach weather yet. I was like, we're not going to the beach yet. It's not beach. Not yet. You got to slow it down a little bit, sweetie.
I saw folks at the golf course.
Yeah.
I haven't been yet, but I did see folks out there.
Yeah. So gradually, we'll get there.
I was looking at this breaking story right here about the shooting in Chicago.
Uh-oh.
The back of the yards area, Saturday night. One killed and 10 other people, including 3 children, injured in the shooting.
Oh,
the
my goodness.
Saturday night. 52nd and Damon, like in that area.
Jeez.
The victims were at a family gathering when the shooting happened. 18 rounds were fired off. Multiple people got shot. It's crazy. Yeah. 8-year-old girl died. That's sad as hell.
Oh, my God.
A 1-year-old and 8-year-old boy were shot, but in our critical condition right now. And others, like 9-year-olds, like suffered a minor wound, and then others were like adult victims from 19 to 40. Police said witnesses saw a black sedan drive up and someone from inside fire multiple shots before driving off. Yeah, this wasn't a random. This wasn't random. That's like a drive-by or some shit.
Who shoots up a family gathering with children in there? Like, who does that? Like, that's
Probably with the ops or some shit like that. And
like
then
whatever beef you have. I mean, but whatever beef you have with
spray
somebody,
up the block and shit, man. Yeah.
it has to be a like, okay, like,
Gotta have a code and shit. You don't spray up the
yeah.
block.
At a family gathering, just so sad. Hope that they catch whoever the
I really
perpetrator was,
like.
perpetrator, perpetrators, you know. Because with cameras being everywhere, like Ring cameras,
Yeah.
security cameras on businesses,
Like everywhere is cameras.
traffic cams,
Gotta be
street, the lamp cams on the street lights or whatever.
something hopefully captured this. We got phone. Maybe somebody was filming with their phone. Hopefully, like, yeah, like the speaking of cameras and like shoot shots fired, like let's talk about the big story right here. I know you heard about this one right here. Dexter Reed, 26-year-old Dexter Reed, the police shooting that took place in March.
I heard about it, but I haven't watched the footage
Oh,
yet.
I
I
watched
haven't watched.
all of it from every angle. Yeah, it's like I watched all okay. Here's cop number one's bad cam, cop number two's bad cam. It was about five different angles I saw of this, including a camera like from like it had to be a dash cam or a one of them lamp cams. We caught the wide shot of everything. Yeah. I watched from every angle of it, and like what people are talking about because what the story is like the 96 shots in 41 seconds. That's what this everybody's talking about. It's like what no, but what they're not talking about is like, dude popped off 11 shots himself. Like it's just it's like
He shot 11 shots. So
got off 11.
what?
Like he popped off here and shot first. And that's when they lit him up. It's like it's conflicting stories about what led to get him getting pulled over. Some are saying it was a seat belt, but he had very dark tints on his windows, so it could have been that. It's like, and then yeah, they were like, yeah, like knocking on the window, roll down the window, roll down the window. So yeah, he does roll down, and then pow, 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 and then that's when they lit him up like a Christmas tree. Yeah, and it's 96 shots excessive. Probably, but if you shoot the police, that's a perfect example. You fuck around and found out, yeah, you shot at the police, you're probably gonna get shot. It's like, I'm just saying, man.
So you get pulled over for a minor traffic stop, presumably if it's a seat belt or a dark tint window, that's minor
It's
violations.
of course, they looked into his history. Like he did have, he had a history of like other shit. Yeah, so
Fire, so.
because like what I'm just speculating. Like he had a weapons violation in the past. So when he gets pulled over, he got this weapon on him. Like and then you're doing some serious time now. Because
I'm
like
not going to jail, so
going to jail. So yeah, that's just my
rather than not go to jail, you think you have a better shot at shooting it out with the police?
yeah.
Like that's
That's my speculation about what happened here. He had this gun on him, and then, hey, I ain't going to jail. Pow, pow, pow.
my
Actually hit, yeah, like one of the cops. Yeah, he actually got shot.
thing that I always go back to is that you gotta have better reasoning about stuff. I like don't let a 30-second or minute lapse of judgment affect your life entirely. Because a lot of stuff, if you just let it swirl around and don't do your first reaction, then you'll be better off. Like if you don't react immediately, like think about something first before you just react to that. Because, okay, if he was a convicted felon, and if you have a gun and you're a convicted felon, obviously we know you're getting real time. We know that. But shooting police officers is never going to end well for anybody. It's just not. And like I said, like, yeah, true 96 Rounds is excessive, that is, but
Yeah, but it was four cops, like, so divide that by four is
like
like, yeah, it's like
25, like 100 divided by 4 is 25. So like,
something like that. It's like about 25 shots each, yeah, which is high, but it's even still is like, if you watch the video, like if anybody, like, if you know anything about gunfights and everything, is like, that's why you could tell who knows and who doesn't know shit about gunfights. Is like, there's no such thing as warning shots, and like it, that don't exist. Only reason you fire your gun is to kill. It's like to
Kill
stop
with the
the
intent to
target. Like,
kill.
that's, yeah, if you, like, if you're not willing to, like, fire your gun to, like, stop the target, then you don't need to carry a gun. That's my opinion. It's like, yeah, if you're not willing to, like, take it that far, it's like, yeah, then why even carry one?
You just hope that you never have to take,
Absolutely, yeah.
right?
Like,
You
you,
hope
like,
that,
yeah,
but
you hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. That's what it is.
at the end of the day, you like, okay, I'm prepared. Should shit go down, I'm prepared, but I don't want it to go down. But should it go down, I am prepared.
As the shots were going off, like, the car did launch forward too, so like the threat wasn't stopped yet. He was like still like driving. Yeah, so I don't know if it was a reflex, but the car did like jump forward at one point. So like, yeah. So the guy could have still been alive during that time. So yeah, you, that's why the shots continue. And eventually he does like roll out of the car and then like drops to the ground, and like that's when it ends right there. Yeah. It's like, but yeah, it's, yeah, 96 shots is a lot, but is like, especially the way police are taught, you definitely fire until your threat is down. It's like, okay, what if you shoot and then they're not down, then he like plows off and he like shoots and that kid gets shot. It's like, see, it's like, you fire till the threat is down. Like, it's controversial for me to say that, because with these type of shootings, it's always like the police are always wrong, in like in the public's eyes, especially in the hood's eyes, it's like the police is wrong. But it's not wrong to fire at police first. It's like, that's not wrong. It's like, you gotta take accountability on all sides. Like, yeah, like I said, the 96 shots, it's a lot, yeah. But fire rounds off at the police and shit.
As you think about it, when people are in an emotional state, like emotions do run high. So, like, even with police officers, like at the end of the day, police officers are human beings. Like,
And
humans
so
are
one of your
emotional
teammates and
creatures.
one of your partners get shot is like, yeah.
Humans are extremely emotional. So, you see your partner who you've been, your partner been with for what, 10 years, however, I'm just making that up, or whatever. I don't know like how long they were partners or, but I mean, you see that, you just, ah! So it's just kind of like a reactive, like, which, like we said, like the lapse in judgment
Yeah.
making you fire 96 rounds, huge lapse in judgment.
Yeah, and when you think, and when you're in the moment, you probably didn't realize, like, well, I shot off that many. Like, you don't, like, you know, you're not counting.
Exactly.
You're not counting how many rounds you're getting up. It's like, when you're in a gunfight, it's like,
Exactly.
you just shooting until, like, okay, like, is he moving
I
still?
mean, think about when you play these gun video games, like I said, obviously not the same thing, but when you play, you try to get the target off your
You
screen,
play
you can
Area
see
51 and shit, for example.
Area 51 or whatever.
Yeah, shooting. Yeah, I
What's the
just
one they play now? Call of Duty, whatever,
Call of Duty, yeah, like, yeah.
whatever you
I went
play.
old school with Area 50.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Area 51, my game.
it's like, you don't,
It's
you're not counting how many rounds you got off, but then, like, when they pull up your stats, you're like, oh, it took like 50 rounds to drop that character. Okay, you weren't counting.
yeah.
Same thing.
So it's like that. And then, like, okay, they pulled me over for a small violation, but I obviously have a larger violation here that can get me in a heap of trouble.
Yeah. And of course, like, yeah, they told his family on TV, like, he's a good boy, and all, you know, like the mama, they shot my baby. Like, they had them on.
We gotta.
I'm glad I didn't see Benjamin Crump's black ass up there. Thank God. I'm sure they got a lawyer though. Like, I didn't see him though.
I'm just, and us as parents have to have accountability, because it's like we live in a society now where we are placing blame on others rather than what we need to do at home too. We have to have accountability. Like, teachers can only do so much. As a parent, you have to reinforce the stuff that the
You're
teacher teaches your
acknowledging that
child.
you're your child's first teacher.
You are.
Starts with you and shit.
And you gotta reinforce it. Like you can do things to encourage your children. Like I know that sometimes like lack of resources can be a challenge. I'm not saying it's not, but it's things, it's ways that you can find that you gotta get involved. Like you just can't let these kids just parent themselves. Like you just can't let the, I'm not sure if that was the case or whatever with them. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm just saying in a general sense, like
Yeah,
I feel like a lot of
I have
parents
enough information
blame me.
about this Dexter Reed cat. Yeah, but
Yeah, but you
basically,
gotta
yeah,
get involved.
he had a weapons violation from like last year. So something that just happened recently, something like that he got caught with a weapon before, and you get caught again. Like now, he probably was facing serious time.
Now you're a felon with a gun. That's serious. Very
But
serious, but
that's the story I was reading about him. Yeah.
and then just the bottom line, it's like when stuff happens, like obviously, like nobody wants to see a 26-year-old person, a 26-year-old young person who has all their life to live for get gunned down by police. Nobody wants to see that. But
Yeah, I'm not saying he deserved it. I just say he found and found out
that
that.
doesn't mean that we as people need to go and riot. Like that, no, stop. Let's stop doing that too.
Yeah, start trying to come up and get free shit. It's
Let's
like.
stop doing that too. Like you going to steal Jordan's just not like what is that?
Looting the Nike store on Michigan Avenue. Like, how's that? That's reparations, though. Yeah, because slavery. It's like, is
Going
that?
to Gucci and
Yeah,
stealing Gucci.
bag mile and shit, like hitting up Gucci and Louis Vuitton and all that crap. Yeah.
Because I mean, it does get to a point where like, we want to enjoy like summer. We want to enjoy being out.
Oh, right. We just talked about the weather is breaking, summertime shy, but now you apprehensive about going downtown and walking Michigan Avenue. Like,
Like the Mac
what
Mile
if this is
is.
the night that the looting happens? It's like, I don't know. Remember last
Like the
year,
Mac.
Millennium Park, they had to surround it with the barricades because like they were like wilding in Millennium Park last year, jumping on like on top of buses and shit. Remember all of that shit was happening last year,
It's done. Like that's like we gotta have more control of ourselves. Like
yeah.
if you shift all that like that goofy negative energy into something positive, you can actually do something worthwhile if you shift your energy into something else. Shift it into something positive. I mean, yeah, I'm not trying to like messed up stuff doesn't happen in the world. I'm not that person that just lives through, oh, everything is peaches and cream and everything is roses. No, everything is not roses in the world. But are you going to lay down and just continue playing victim about stuff? Or are you going to get active about, like, I'm not a victim. I'm nobody's victim. I'm not. Like, I'm a winner. I'm a survivor. I'm gonna rise to the top. I'm going to. You gotta have that attitude about yourself and not be like, oh, well, this just the way it is. No, it's not just the way it is. And it starts by, like, I mean, I always jump in with this. Like, it's an election year. It starts by voting. Start voting some of these people out. That's the first part. Vote some of these people out.
And you mentioned what I was going to say is an election year
And
and
I'm not even talking about the presidential because that the president
who cares? Yeah.
does really well that affects us. I'm not being funny when I say that.
Who cares about the president? It's like
The president is the face. It's just
that's so far beyond like that's like it's way
what's
out
going on
so far
outside.
beyond your reach and shit. Yeah.
What's going on outside on your corner, on your block right there on the corner. If
So
people are
far
dealing
beyond
drugs on the
your
corner right there. The president is not going to affect that.
You're far beyond your reach and shit.
So you got to get into your local elections.
What I was gonna say about that, we are in an election year, and it seems like every election year, this dump some dumb shit like this happens. It's like it's basically to get you like riled up and shit. And I was like, it's always some shit every election year. Like Maybe I'm wearing a tinfoil hat, but it's like, yeah. It's always like, so 2020 George Floyd happened. It's
And here's what I say about this,
2012 was Trayvon Martin. It's like, it's always some dumb shit like this with these election years.
what happened in 16?
16, I gotta look back. It's like,
Hillary had hot sauce in her bag, so that's what happened in 16.
I'm pretty sure it was some bullshit like this too. I just
Hillary had hot sauce.
those ones I remember off the top of my head. Like I'm like, yeah, it's
Okay,
always.
the thing that the only thing I give a damn about is, okay, let's get this inflation under control. Let's lower these house rates.
Oh, taxes, baby.
Let's lower these taxes.
I want some, put some of my money back in my pocket. Yeah.
Let's lower these taxes. Let's adjust some of these systems to ensure fairness across the board for like these unions with certain topics. Let's do that. Let's try to fix some healthcare stuff because healthcare is out of control. Let's try to adjust that. I'm not saying necessarily universal healthcare, but let's try to where a person has to choose between, okay, I'm going to eat. Am I going to eat or am I going to have to pay for medication? Like that shouldn't, let's fix that. And let's fix this college because like these kids having to pay, I don't want to have to pay $80,000 a year for each child to go to college. I don't want to have to do that. But if it keeps going down this path, then that could be my future. Is that I might have to pay $8,000 a year for college for my kids. I don't want to do that. Let's fix that.
Definitely down there. Yeah.
Let's fix these numbers. Let's adjust that.
But the city, they probably going to as typically like so our taxes are probably gonna go up in Chicago. Like they gonna sue the city, like probably hopefully not with Benjamin Crump's ass because he's a fucking douchebag. But so they probably got a lawyer, they're gonna sue the city. It's like and then they're gonna settle, like so they're gonna get like a multi-million-dollar settlement. Yeah, that's probably what's gonna happen. I don't know if any charges are going to be filed against the police
Let's
because
stop doing
the
that
video I
because
saw, like I said, he fired first. The
the
video is like.
taxpayers, like we shouldn't be put on the brunt of it. And then the ones who get hosed the most in the tax system is the middle class. The middle class is like who's getting taxed the most. So
Are the ones that are suffering the most for it because
yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, like that's the
ones
ones
on the
who's carrying the brunt
high
of it.
end, ones on the high end know all of the tax, like.
They know all the tax loopholes.
And then the low end, you really don't pay tax under a certain amount, you're not paying.
Yeah. So the middle class is the one who's getting hosed with all this stuff because it's like they don't have the breaks. They don't have the,
Yeah.
and everything is going up steadily. Everything is
Inflation's out of
rising.
control.
Everything is rising. So
Inflation's out of control.
where once making $100,000 a year, you were once rich. Now it's like, okay, I'm getting by in certain cities. You're just getting by.
Getting by like an awful 90s sitcom.
But here in New York, you're not even getting by on $100,000. Not in New York or California. You're not even, because living in both of those states, yikes. Cost of living there, it's ridiculous. But
Just don't tear up the fucking city. That's what
yeah.
that's all
All
I
right.
ask for. I don't think that's too
I
much.
mean, it's summer. We want to be outside. Like I said, this year, like I said, we're finally starting to feel like pre-COVID again. You see what I mean? Stuff is starting to feel back normal.
Past, like yeah, that stuff is like last year was the first year that I felt like it was a normal summer. So like stuff is getting back to normal now.
Because like everything is at full capacity now. It's like you may see some people still wear a mask here or there, but it's like
I still see people do that. And I'm like, hey, do you,
it's
homie?
your
Like,
prerogative. Yeah, do what makes you feel
when Jackson
comfortable.
wore one 30 years ago, like, do you, homie?
Yeah, do what makes you feel comfortable. But nothing is like limited to where it's like, oh, it's 50% capacity, it's 20% capacity, it's everything is 100%
No
capacity.
lines outside of Walmart. It's like, yeah,
No.
only letting like 20 people in at a time. It's like, remember Walmart was the club and shit. Yeah, it was a nightclub. Yeah, it was a line outside of fucking Walmart.
And then you gotta walk in the aisle like the one way with the one
Part of
arrow.
aisle, which almost nobody
Which
abided
no
by.
one did.
Almost nobody abided by that shit. It's like, yeah. But yeah, just don't tear the city. Okay, I don't think that's too much to ask.
Yeah, we gotta do better.
We're talking police and lawyers and all of that. Like, let's talk about the with the most of the what they call it, the trial of the century. We'll go back. Rest in peace, going out to Orenthal James Simpson, better known as
Known
OJ.
as OJ, the Juice Man.
Yeah, OJ Simpson, 76. So was it prostate cancer, I believe?
I believe so. I didn't even know he had cancer. I didn't know that.
Was like, yeah, he didn't publicize his,
He
which was
kept
his
that
prerogative.
guard. I think that they said briefly, maybe on his Twitter, like or X last year, like he really said that he mentioned Kai in passing, like, oh, I had a thing, but I'm good or something. Like he just kind of like,
Yeah, I didn't
because we know
follow.
that. We know that paparazzi are nosy, so like if they see you coming from like, wait a minute, they're coming from Dr. So-and-so's office. Dr. So-and-so is known, he's an oncologist and he treats cancer. So let's see, what does he have? It's like you can't pry into people's, like, yes, people are celebrities, but at the end of the day, people are still people. So if you see someone coming out of a clinic or coming out of like the doctor's office, then trying to figure out what their ailments are is.
OJ might be like the poster child for like troubled legacy or like problematic legacies is what I'm calling. Because on one hand, like he is like one of the greatest running backs ever. It's like, I put OJ in top five. I'll say
We
yeah.
know who your personal
Oh
favorite
yeah, I'm gonna drop my top my five and no. The one is like yeah, like the others are no particular order, but like it's Peyton,
sweetest.
Jim Brown, Barry Sanders, OJ, and probably Emmitt. I'll put like Emmitt Smith. Like that's what I. That's my five. Is like yeah, but the other four are definite. Like yeah, that's the Mount Rushmore of running backs to me. OJ, Barry Sanders, Walter Payton, and Jim Brown. That's my
And the sweetness is always your one, like
yeah.
Chicago. We're biased over here.
Running backs. That's my Mount Rushmore. Those four is like yeah. But that fifth one can kind of rotate. I put Emmitt because the Cowboys had a dominant run in the 90s. So that's put Emmitt there.
I know somebody that played with OJ in college back in the day, I think. Like somebody that I used to work with, like back in the day, because he was talking about OJ, like, yeah, you played with him back.
Yeah, he was yeah. He was
Like,
killing motherfuckers on the field. Too soon.
too soon. The memes are what just got me. Like somebody put a meme of like him driving the white Bronco into heaven. Somebody had that meme, and I'm like the memes are just too much right now. But I would say troubled legacy. I don't believe in, speaking ill of deceased or like
Some
going in
people
and
did. I
talking
saw
about.
like I saw the people's like post karma. Like, is it really karma? He like 30 years. Like, he lived another 30 years. It's not really karma.
Right.
It's like karma would have been him dying like the next year after the cancer. Like right after that shit happened.
Right.
It's like, but dude lived another 30 years
And he
essentially.
lived a good life, seemingly. Well, I mean, he did go to
He was
jail
incarcerated. Yeah, for like
briefly, but I mean.
accident. Like the kidnapping charge and that shit.
He relatively lived a good life.
Yeah, outside of his incarceration, like he lived a good life. Yeah.
Yeah, he relatively lived a good life, and yeah. So like, one of my friends and I were talking about, so like, because like that was honestly the trial of the century. Like, obviously, like I said, none of
Name
us were
a
around.
bigger trial than that. Like, I can't, like, that was the one.
None of us were around, obviously, when the Lizzie Borden thing happened. So like when. They was comparing that, saying like Lizzie Borden was like basically the first OJ trial because it was a like whodunit. And then when OJ happened, then it was like, oh, this, because that was the first time we saw 24-hour court TV.
Our dad was obsessed
Because
with
our dad was obsessed with it. Like
it. He
dad was
was they he had
Judge Ito. Dad was watching Judge Ito every
yeah
day.
he had court TV locked in. He had no other channels existed during that time. It was just court TV was all he watched during
If
that time.
we come home, I'm like, you still watching this? Like,
Because our mom would be like, yeah, like he's obsessed with that stupid trial. Like
I
the mom, she get over shit quick. Like she like, okay, I want to watch if I want to watch a judge. Well, he wasn't on. I want to watch Judge Mathis. That's what I want to watch.
almost watching all my children and seeing Jesse and Angie.
We're watching Family Feud or something. She was either watching a game show or a fucking soap opera. Like,
All my children, but she was watching.
want to watch Jeopardy. Like, mom, she'd be like, her game shows and shit. Like, so she turned that OJ shit off. I'm trying to watch it. You're making me miss Jeopardy, goddamn it.
I'm watching
Yeah.
Oprah.
Like, you want to watch something else. It's like,
Oprah.
the trial, but yeah, that dominated dad was like every night. He was like, because he
But it
worked nights,
was
so yeah, he spent his days watching that shit. It's like,
watching that. Like, so you should be sleeping. Like, you should be getting some rest. But
know,
no,
so
I'm watching
watch
OJ.
OJ.
I'm watching OJ. I don't need
But
sleep.
again,
I'm
it
watching
makes sense
OJ.
because OJ was his generation. Like,
Yeah.
OJ, like us before our time. It's like OJ is like
Yeah, that's before us.
it was Nordberg to me and shit.
Yeah, he was Nuremberg.
But like
Yeah.
the guy running through Hertz is like that's the OJ I know, like the guy on the Hertz guy and Nordberg from the Naked Gun. It's like that, like I didn't OJ as a player, like nah, that was like my dad's time. So it'd be like Jordan being on trial for us. It's like we'd be watching, we'd be glued to the screen like that. It'd be like that. It's like that'd be the quest, a good equivalent. Like Jordan was on trial for like killing the Juanita and a random guy. It's like, we'd be like, we wouldn't want to miss any of that shit. It's like,
One person who hasn't said nothing is Kato Kaelin. He has a sick shit. He has a sick shit.
And like you look back, it's like at all of that shit is like because it's still like a debate out there. Even though most people say he did it, that was like, I thought then in '95 he did it. It's like.
Here's my thing about how all the thing broke down. So, it was a lot going on during the actual chase because that was the night of
NBA
the
Finals, the
NBA Finals.
game five between Houston and New York, I want to say. I think it was game five, yeah.
It was the NBA Finals on
Which well, I
that
was
night.
watching and I was pissed off. I'm like, yeah,
They were doing
I
cut-in.
was bombed nails and they say I was like, get this shit off the screen. I'm trying to watch basketball. This is like the nice but the height of my fandom. This is 90s basketball. Fuck OJ. It's like, yeah, I want to watch the fucking game. It's like
And I remember us. So then the next year, I was in high school when they did the trial. I remember we watched the trial in class. Like we were watching that in our class. Like they rolled the TV out with the
with
thing on
attached
it
VCR, yeah.
with the attached VCR. Yes, I'm
I
that
was
old. They
working.
rolled the
I'm about to,
TV
yeah,
out.
I'm about to make it really like old school in 90s with me. That was when I was working at Mrs. Fields. So I was working at the mall when
You
this
work at the
trial was going
mall.
on, yeah. And I would run out to the car and like I had to
And
listen.
listen in.
That dude was radio 780. Like
You
that
just
listen to my.
click to turn your radio, turn the dial.
I legit went on break like when the verdict was coming in. I didn't want to miss. Like,
Didn't want to miss it.
I said, I'm taking my break now. I'm going up to the car. I gotta hear this shit. It's
Legit,
like,
they had the TV rolled in when they was like, we have reached a verdict. And then we were sitting there in class. We were in our
they
English
had
class.
stores with TVs on, but it was like too many motherfuckers there. So I just went to the car. I was like,
You went to the car.
listen, it's
We
like.
were. We were in our English slash humanities class, and we were like this.
I was in my
We were
Ford.
like,
I was in my Ford LTD listening to News Radio 780. I guess
we were there in class, like,
a young man is like with his first car. Like,
we were sitting like this.
So I didn't get the reaction how like because I was in the car. Like, and then when I came back in, you got the aftermath. But like, some people cheered, some people didn't cheer. It's like me. I was like, oh, well, motherfucker got off. Like, I was
We
like.
were like, whoa. Like that was our reaction. I want to say we were like, whoa, like, man, whoa. It was kind of like that was our reaction. As because like I said, we were high school students, so we were young. So I mean we were like, whoa, the way we reacted. But
Was like right out of high school during that time.
yeah. So I mean we were young. We were young. Yeah, we were teens. We were young. So yeah. But
Yes, sir. Yeah, I definitely went on break to hear the verdict. I remember that for.
But yeah, but seeing that, so my thing is where stuff is getting petty now. They said that the Goldmans are trying to still get the payment from OJ's estate, even though he's
I was
deceased
just
now.
about to say,
Like,
but OJ never paid. He never.
you know, but I'm like, that's.
Put yourself in the Goldman shoes of like if it was your son. When you try to get the money, it's like.
And that's my thing. That's why I said this is a mixed bag because it's like, while
Because OJ
Well,
won, he beat the criminal trial, like he got acquitted, but he lost the civil
the
trial.
civil.
Owed millions is like, and I, but he was able to get that because his pension was protected. It wasn't part of it.
Which is kind of
He did like
wacky because.
sell like so he did like they got a few items like his Heisman trophy and like some small items, but he still owed like a bit. Like let's say he paid like 30% of that bill, you still owe 70% of that verdict to him, yeah,
Well, that's
something
it,
like
but
that.
that whole thing is just kind of wacky, where it's like you can be convicted on one side and not convicted. Like, that's wacky to
Yeah.
me. Like, I still don't understand how that works.
Is the
You
court
know,
system is
of
like
course,
it's
that's
part
still
of
that's a
the burden of proof is more is tougher on the on the criminal trial because that's the one you have to prove that he actually
Yeah,
did
you
it.
gotta see proof without a shadow of a doubt. You gotta prove it.
But
If it's this much reasonable doubt,
the burden of
you can get
proof is
out.
like is lesser on the civil because it's not it's about money. It's not about going to jail for life. Like it's like or getting the
About
death
being
penalty even
paid,
is
yeah.
like yeah. It's about
But
so
the whole
the burden of
thing,
proof is less.
this is where it's a mixed bag at, because it's like, if you are a person and you have lost a child, especially as a parent, like, no parent wants to bury their child. So it's like, if you lose a child, especially
Worst
in
got
a
to be worse.
brutally murdered way, like I say, losing your child in an accident, that's still hard, but I mean, accidents happen.
Especially him, like he didn't have shit to do with this. Like the story was like he's was the waiter at the restaurant that
Return some glasses.
returning her glasses. She had left them at the restaurant. Yeah, I was like that's what. Yeah, like
Somebody left some glasses and then.
because they had ate there that night. Yeah, and she left her glasses, so he was returning the glasses and like ran into OJ's knife when he came.
Well, we ran to the killer's knife, we'll say.
Yeah, the killer
But
whose initials start with O and with G.
stop, stop. But so it's like, okay, so then that happened to this young man, obviously horrible, and you know that's a pain that you'll never, that's a hole in your heart you'll never fill. But it's like, if somebody owes a debt and then they die, like creditors, like, you get what I'm saying? It's like, can creditors come to you and say, like, hey, they never paid off that big screen TV, so we need the money. You get what I'm saying? It's like, kind of.
Well, like if you owe like student loan debt, like are you still on the hook for that shit if you die?
Right. Like, okay,
That's
yeah,
the
we
debt.
know.
That's debt you can't even bankrupt your way out of that shit. It's like,
No. Like,
yeah.
yeah, we know back in
Can
1996 you
you
took out this
die and
loan.
you die and get out of the student loan debt? Like, is that a thing? I
Mom
got.
said one of her friends, when she was teaching, she had to resolve it. Like, she owed debt from the 70s, and then she had to make a resolution before she could renew her teacher certificate, because it was like, you still had this debt from 1970, whatever. And I'm like, they dug it out from the 70s?
Mom did the most savage shit ever. It's like with because dad had owed like some money and she just put he it does not live here and put the address for the
The
cemetery.
cemetery, yeah,
That debtor never
and
called
they
back.
never
He got
contact. So, I
the
mean, when mom said that, she did, oh, yeah, he lives, he resides, and so it's because she gave the address of the cemetery. She didn't say the name, she just gave the address, so it sounded like a real address.
when they contact, they realize who was the
It
fucking
was a
cemetery.
cemetery, and then I was just like, wow, that's a morbid kind of system. I mean, I kind of chuckled a
Yeah,
little bit because
never
I'm like,
realized it
that's,
worked and shit. Yeah,
I
they
mean.
never called back. Yeah.
They never called her back, because so that's like my thing about them trying to get, because it's like, is it kind of like, especially like OJ, like he died, like he just died, so I mean, he's not even in the ground yet, so it's kind of like, is that kind of,
Was two-sided, like on one, but on the flip
I say
side,
it's a mixed bag. I say it's a
two
mixed
sides
bag.
never
It
get paid debt off.
is a
He
mixed
won
bag.
like
And then
however many million and he only paid a portion of it.
The question that people are speculating, they're like, did OJ finally admit? Like, did he admit it on his deathbed? Did he finally admit to somebody? Did he say what happened or
Like,
whatever the case may
because he
be?
was with his family, like I think
Yeah,
they
with
were
his family, his children, his grandchildren were by his
on
bedside when he passed.
the
So
out. By the way, yeah, I did that shit like these.
here's the thing about why it makes it so, why his legacy is tarnished, sadly,
Legacy. That might be what we call this, like complicated legacy. That might be what we call it.
because the big thing is that he, like, okay, like, I was with the whole thing, because, like, just saying, okay, just because he had abusive stuff with his ex-wife in the past and everything, doesn't mean he necessarily killed her. And even when they were presenting the evidence in the trial, like, okay, It was a lot of circumstantial. It was nothing that was concrete.
Yo, so definitely circumstantial, and plus
And then when that racist cop
I was
took the
about to say
stand,
the Mark Furman issue, yeah, as well
yeah, I
too.
couldn't think of his name. Thank you. I couldn't think of
Mark
his
Furman
name.
issue,
Mark
yeah.
Furman, yeah. That racist
I was just
cop,
gonna break down this whole thing, like the
because he was
evidence.
racist as hell. He was racist. That cop was racist. Like I said, I don't play.
And he probably did plant evidence. Like I said, this
I'm
is
not a person who plays the race card, but that cop was racist. That cop was. He was very racist.
and he
And Johnny
probably.
Cochran, being the smart lawyer that he was, he picked up on that. And he
Which is
delved into that. Like, oh, okay, I'm gonna delve into this.
why Cochran took over like mid-trial, because like it was Shapiro's trial. Was like,
It was.
and then
Yeah, Kardashian was just there.
once the
Robert
yeah,
was just
don't
there.
even count. It's like it was Shapiro and Cochran and some other guy who gives a
Yeah,
fuck.
Robert was just there. So he was just there.
Yeah,
That
yeah.
was his friend. That's why he was there. He was
But
his friend.
like Shapiro, but then once like race became it, then they switched, they
He
pivoted.
switched it.
Cochran became the point man. They
And
switched.
Cochran had the he was like Jesse Jackson and Muhammad Ali all rolled into one because he had the rhymes and he was, Cochran was going where he had he was cool. He had it. We still say if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. We still say that to this day because he had the rhymes.
Or
The
first.
gloves, yeah.
First.
But yeah, so like I said, he probably did plant some shit and did some stuff
Because
because.
cops do that. Like, here's the thing, not necessarily to frame you, because if they believe you're guilty already, so if they plant this, they're trying to get a confession. That's
They
why.
want a smoke and
Like, hey,
gun.
we found this glove at the scene. It's like they're trying to like get you to
They try
confess.
to coax you into a confession because
That way,
sometimes
if you say something about the glove, that they say, yeah, well, I planted. That's a, you say, oh yeah, like I draw this such like you admit to like shit that yeah that they the cops like the cops are like they're allowed to lie to witnesses, especially during interrogation.
yeah, to coax
Say like
a
I was if you
confession,
have your
yeah.
alibi, you say like I was at such and such, and they say, yeah, we know we have a witness that said that you were there.
Well, we have a cell phone camera that shows that you weren't there.
That places you at the scene is that places you at the scene of like the crime. Yeah, we have a witness that saw you here, and if you change your story, then that's like that's how they get you. If you stick to your story, then it's like, yeah, well, your witness is full of shit because I wasn't there. Then you're probably telling the truth. Then it's
And
like,
then here's the thing that I said, man, anytime that you say this, I want a lawyer. Anytime you say
well,
that,
we
it
have
ends.
lawyers already present with all of this. It's not like Law and Order. If you have
I want a lawyer.
most people
Oh, I
have
watch
this
most of
lawyer
my
before
lawyer.
it even your lawyer is there before this even starts, like typically.
Don't get coaxed into stuff. Bottom line, don't get coaxed into stuff.
But like
But
are allowed to lie. Yeah. Like planting evidence, I don't know about that, but they are allowed to lie. I know that for a fact. It's like cops can like lie to like because like typically like most like I said, like most cases don't go to trial. Like most of them like settle. It's like, yeah, because like okay, you know you're looking at 30 years, like we're offering 10. It's like so like that's why like most of and they figure that I did this shit anyway, so I might as well do my 10. It's like that's like typically like yeah.
Rather than roll the dice and go to trial and then get life.
Yeah,
That can happen.
especially if you know you did the shit. It's
Right,
like
that can happen.
I shot that motherfucker, so like
But
yeah.
some people do want to try. I'm gonna take my chances in the trial, like, because I'm gonna get acquitted.
Or they watch Law and Order, they think, or they watch OJ and like, but OJ had $1 million lawyers like working for him and shit. You got
And
Lionel Hutz and shit.
he had fame. He was a celebrity too, so
Yeah,
people tend to look at celebrities different. Yeah.
celebrity privilege, and you got like high priced lawyers. Like, yeah.
You have Lionel Hutz. Meanwhile, it's your lawyer
Little public defender and shit like
who's getting paid $60,000 a year to defend you.
right. Got like like 20 other cases he's working on simultaneously and shit. It's like
Yeah.
your little public defender you got is like so you probably gonna get that 30 years if you go to trial.
But
Most of them settle, but like that's why they try to get confessions. That's why cops are allowed to lie. And that's what the whole Mark Furman thing, like, cause I believe he did plant that glove. Like the glove
yeah.
wasn't at OJ's house. Like yeah. It's
Yeah.
like yeah, he probably planted it. They probably did find the glove at the murder scene at Nicole's like place, but or he just planted it, whatever. Like, but the glove was planted. The glove wasn't found at OJ's house. Like that shit was planted by Mark Furman. I 100% believe that shit.
The People versus OJ was good that they did on FX with Cuba and Courtney
Courtney
Vance,
Vance, Johnny Cochran.
John Travolta. It was good. It was really good.
Yeah.
He played Johnny
He
Cochran. He
won a
was
Emmy for that
Courtney
show.
Vance was damn good as Johnny Cochran. He
Won
was
an
damn
Emmy for
good.
that show, yeah.
Yeah, but that was a good insight to show that, and they even still they left it up for interpretation then because at David Schwimmer was Rob Kardashian, and even his thing was saying like the thing that just still puzzled was something about like how something ended up like fiber or blood, something was in the car, something was, and he was like, I just still can't like how did that get there? Like because
It
he
was
was kind
blood
of.
found inside of the Bronco. That was
Yeah,
true.
because he was with it like until that. Because he was like, OJ didn't do it. OJ didn't do it. But then when he was like, he just couldn't wrap his head around that one detail. Because even Robert at the end of that series, he was like, I still can't figure that. That's the thing that he couldn't figure out was just that one.
OJ was coming here to Chicago. People don't realize that he had some
Yeah, he
appearance he was
was.
making like the following day. So he was catching a red eye flight like that after right after that. His behavior was real strange during that shit. Like his driver that was taking him to the airport showed up. They said that he circled around. He saw that was like in like the way the driveway was. It's like there's no way he would have missed the Bronco. You circle around, no Bronco, and then when you come back, the Bronco was there. Like it's like where was the Bronco? Like yeah, well like what it was, and it was during the time like of the murders would have been happening when the Bronco wasn't in front of his house. Like, and then it's just there when he circles back. It's like it was a lot of like inconsistencies. So like then Cato Kaelin, like he was like staying in OJ's guest
Yeah, the
house.
house guest. Yeah, he was the house
Yes,
guest. Yeah.
and he mentions like yeah, I don't remember what time he came home and like all of that. Just like
He was
because
supposed to wake him up for the red eye or something.
he had his
And
flight, he was coming to Chicago.
yeah.
Yeah. And the driver said that OJ did have like it was like a bag that he wouldn't let him touch or nothing. Yeah. So was that like the bloody clothes that he was wearing? Like, so like it's like what was in that bag that he like, oh like I'm like don't touch this one. And then the bag wasn't with OJ at the airport. It's like when he like, yeah, the bag, like when he gets when he like boards the plane, like he lands in Chicago, there's no bag. So did he ditch that bag at some point, like in a random dumpster, let's say, like he ditched it. Yeah.
Yeah, so because there was a lot going on with that.
Yeah.
So whether
A lot of like I said,
a
circumstantial
lot of circumstantial and a lot of holes that were kind of there, but
evidence.
like
Like I quote like on The Simpsons is like OJ probably did it, but we can't they couldn't prove it though.
it's
Which
like,
is
but
why he's acquitted. Which is why he's acquitted.
we'll never know the truth because I said now he's deceased and like we'll never know the truth. And like I said, the closest we came, but
He
going
wrote
back to the whole thing about
if I did, it was a
that's what
fun.
I'm about to say. Why it's so complicated is because,
He wrote a book.
okay, he necessarily because they had a sordid past and the stuff that happened with his ex-wife and then the fact that she got murdered, but then he went on trial, he was acquitted. He was acquitted. In a court of law, he was acquitted. So that means that they saw that it wasn't enough evidence to prove that he did
OJ
it.
technically did nothing wrong, like
But
legally.
then when he wrote the book, that's when I kind of was like, I couldn't G any. Like when he wrote that book, I was like, like the book felt like kind of like a taunt to me. That's what it felt like. I was like, he wrote a book that said if I did it.
I'm looking at the trial, like the details now pulled it up. Yeah. It's like they were at
But that was
their
so.
daughter's recitals, like how this whole thing started on the day of the murders, like June 12th. And then family went to the Brown family went to dinner, like without OJ afterwards. Like it was at the restaurant where Goldman worked. So I got that part right. She does leave glasses behind. Yeah. Now it's Nicole's mother's glasses. That's what it was. Yeah. So it was
Her
like
mom left her glasses. I
mom's
knew it was him.
glasses. Yeah. And then Ron, because he knew Nicole, I guess because they were regulars at that restaurant, they had become
Right.
friendly. Yeah. So he said, oh, yeah, I'll drop him off. Yeah. So that's how he ended up in this. So, like I said, he had nothing to do with any of this. Like, had probably never met OJ or none of that shit. Yeah. He had nothing to do with any of this. And then OJ, yeah, was hanging out with Cato Kaelin. I'm reading that part. Who was living in OJ's guest house. And then the Browns named a dog started barking profusely, like that's probably when the murders were taking place. The dog walker was actually the one who found the bodies, like they said. Somebody out was like with their dog, and you know, dogs like pick up on shit like that. Yeah. We find the OJ part is like, yeah, where OJ's strange behavior and shit. Yeah.
So that's just like my biggest thing. It's like I said, hey, you've not written that book, then it's like, okay, he got acquitted.
Yeah.
He got it, but then when he wrote the book, it was just kind of like, and then it seemed like he kind of like relished in the fact that you get what he said. He
He's
kind of
like,
was like,
yeah, he, because, yeah,
he played the villain, like,
he liked being the villain. He's
yeah,
like,
people villainized him anyway, so then
he
he
embraced
like
it.
that.
It's like, yeah.
So he embraced it, and that's what made, people upset. Like I said, especially, a certain community got really upset about that. So, but rejoicing that he died, like that's like you shouldn't rejoice if somebody dies. That's doing too much. I'm looking at you, Caitlin. Because Caitlin put her two cents in saying good riddance. That's what Caitlin tweeted out after OJ died, and that was the tweet. And then Caitlin was flamed in the comments, like,
We're talking about Caitlyn Jenner too, not
yeah.
Caitlyn Clark. Leave her ass
Yeah,
alone.
Caitlyn Jenner was flamed mercilessly. The comment session didn't disappoint. Then people brought up the 2015 accident when they was like, "Weren't you involved in a vehicular?
Was
Didn't you kill somebody in a car accident? Didn't you kill somebody?"
technically that was Bruce. That wasn't Caitlyn, but close enough
It was like,
to.
didn't you kill somebody in 2015? And then that's when Caitlyn had to kind of like clear, like, well, this is what happened. My car accident is like not the same as that. This is what happened in my car. It just like the bottom line is that the internet never forgets. So people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, and people don't forget. So
Yeah, OJ was taking a red eye flight from LAX to Chicago, O'Hare, I believe. Yeah,
yeah.
a golf. It was a golf. Some it was golf here in Chicago for Hertz. Yeah, because like he was part of
A
like
celebrity, kind of a
Hertz. Yeah,
celebrity.
so he was like representing Hertz in like this whatever this golf thing with.
Celebrity tournament. Because remember, we saw one when we were going to our cousin's house. We saw one
Yeah.
of those golf things that were going on. Yeah.
So OJ's his ride to the airport arrived. Yeah, the limousine drove around. And like I said, yeah, like it would like if the Bronco was parked where it would have where he saw it the second time, he would have seen it the first time. It was in a place where you couldn't have missed it, basically. So that was suspicious. Yeah, there was a lot of suspects as circumstantial, but we can't say for sure that he did this. Around the time a shadowy figure headed towards the other side. It's like, which was that OJ, a shadowy figure, like basically coming through the other door, not the front door, like through the side door. He saw a shadowy figure like slip in, is like, and act like he was there the whole time. They said he was like, his behavior was strange. He was covered in sweat and all of that shit. Like OJ was his, he was acting
He was acting erratic and
very
stuff.
strangely that night on the, before going to the airport. He was acting very strangely. Yeah.
So that's an answer that we'll never get. And like I said, and he's passed on now. So, like you said, once again, complicated legacy. Like one of the greatest running backs ever, but and had a good acting career. He had a good, he had a good, because he did the Naked Gun movie, so he had a good career going there too. After football, he was a spokesperson for Hertz.
Yeah.
Like he had a good career, actually,
He
because
also
like
was doing some sports broadcast. I think he was with NBC. Yeah, he was doing that.
it's hard for a lot of times when people once people transition out of, like, especially like professional athletes, it's like, what do you do after you're? Because like by the time you're 35, your career is over for most athletes. 35, you're still very young, so. What are you going to do the rest of your life? A lot of people have trouble transitioning to that next stage in life, and he transitioned easily to his next stage after football. So.
It's the fascinating part I was talking about. OJ had four bags in the car when he loaded his luggage. He wouldn't let the driver touch the one bag, like in question. But the airport, they said he only checked three bags. So yeah, where's the fourth bag? It's a lot of inconsistencies with this story. It's like, and I see why this shit was so fascinating. This trial is like, even now, like reading the details, it's like fascinating, like reading this shit. But yeah, the glove was probably planted by Mark Furman. I believe that shit.
But like we said, once again, complicated, legacy, because The kids, especially like the younger kids, like I said, if you were born like during the trial or like right after the trial, like that's all you know OJ as is this guy who got off of
Got
murder, this guy who got away
murdered.
with murder. That's what you like, that's what younger people are gonna say.
And then the Bronco chase, all of that shit. Like he was suicidal. Like he did leave a suicide note. So like that, a lot of people say that leads to his guilt too. Was like, yeah, it's like basically like I'm sorry and all of that. It's like what's all that? So like
Is our behavior, yeah.
it's like. Was a Bronco or Hertz rental? Like, too soon. No.
But we'll never know. We just won't.
We'll never know that shit. Well,
So you
fascinating
can
case, regardless.
have your opinions and but we won't know. And we never will and stop.
Personally, probably did it, but we'll never know.
Stop saying mean things and, karma and good riddance and goofy stuff like that. It's like, it's not any of that, but go off if you want to.
Yeah, this is wild.
Yeah,
Read through all of that shit like when I get a read the OJ notes and all as we
I
go.
need cliff notes because I can't. I'm not reading all that.
Pages of shit, yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah, I just need a cliff notes of that.
But I think we can wrap on that note. Very,
Yes.
very fascinating case. Yeah. Even now, 30 years later, it's still fascinating. The details, because like it looks if you like if you post this evidence like with but remove the names, put like yeah John Doe or whatever, like people will probably think that he was guilty, but OJ like changes shit. It's like yeah because of his celebrity status and with us because he was black and all of that shit. It's like a lot that's what like Chris Rock said, black folks celebrated like we won and all of that. It's like
That was weird.
yeah, folks was like on electric sliding in the street and shit.
That was like just like that. I never understood why people did that. That was just really. It's too much.
Wow, but yeah, I believe then he did it in 95. I believe even more now he probably did, but it was never proven. But my opinion, yeah, I think he did it. But I think we'll wrap this up on that note. Not another damn podcast 358. Definitely appreciate you. Complicated legacy, huh? You want to support us further, you know what to do. Give us a like. Also, subscribe, share, rate, review on all your platforms. Talking Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, SoundCloud, iHeart, TLC, Talk Radio, YouTube, and your Amazon Alexa devices. Follow me at Ozman the Wizard on Instagram, TikTok, and X, and Oz Radio on Snapchat and Facebook as well.
You can check me out, MSIMA8626 on Instagram, TikTok, and X. Also, STRAGULAEY1 on X, STRAGULAEY7 on Instagram. Also, please like the Straight Gully Facebook fan page. Check out straightgully.com for your blogs and your vlogs.
Hey, and that's what it is. I'm Ozman the Wizard.
And Naima.
We will talk to you later.
Hi.
I'm gone.